Dax, congrats on a kind of a breakout game, a little bit, or at least a career game over the weekend.
Thank
Moving
you.
on, to La Tech though, you guys just barely had a really long wait time to get to that Troy game, and now you have an extra short wait time, short week, Friday night game, and all that stuff. What's kind of the difference in sort of that layoff, I guess? How do you kind of balance that layoff of getting ready for a short week, especially after having such a long week, I guess.
Yeah, during a long period waiting to play Troy, I think it started off as a whole general feeling of kind of being let down that the Army game got canceled, and so I think there's a lot of frustration throughout the team, and I know I got impatient. I was like trying to play, and so it's throughout the practice week you just gotta keep your mind level, and that's what we did, and I think that's why we had success on Saturday, and this week with a fast turnaround, I think we need to just hurry and get a jump on their schemes and what they do, because we don't have as much time as we did last go around. So I think we just need to focus on getting healthy that for those that are a little banged up and get going with the schemes.
All right, let's go Matt and then Jared.
After Matt Bushman got hurt, Dax, you spoke about how the wide receivers, there was kind of an understanding and a need that your group would have to step up and fill the void that he left. How would you evaluate the wide receivers' play in kind of filling in for the loss of his potential production so far in 2020?
Overall, I'm pretty proud of my guys for what they've done and filling in the role that Matt was in previously. And also, I don't want to dog on the younger tight ends, and they're doing great as well. We haven't forgotten about them. We're still utilizing them in any way we can, and proud of those guys too. So I think we're moving along just fine.
Dax, got to ask about that sequence. You start the game and not the way you wanted to start it, and then come back and have a really big game. So what was that kind of journey of that game like for you?
It's kind of a roller coaster, and as far as where my head was at, I don't know why I muffed the punt, but it happened, and I just attribute the type of game I had to my teammates and my coaches, because as soon as I came off the field, everyone just told me that they had my back and to don't worry about it. And coaches making sure that I knew that I was going to be all right, and I was going to have a breakout game. And I just trusted everyone, and just I told them I'd make it up to them. So fortunate enough, I did.
All right, let's go Shep and then Dre, Jay.
Dax, knowing what the type of production that was leaving the program after last year, you guys knew you had an opportunity as a wide receiver group coming in this year. How much did that fuel you guys over the off season heading into this year?
Yeah, it definitely fueled us over the off season. me and Gunner and Neil and all these younger guys we that were here last year, we learned so much from Talon Shumway and Olave Hifo and Micah Simon, and so we knew that we had big roles to fill, and it was a huge motivation for us to just be the best that we could be and make sure that we were ready to go as soon as the season started. So
well, and then following up on that, you put in all this work and you go in and you're feeling confident and you hope it works out. What's the feeling like when it does work out and you see that all the hard work's paying off?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think just like for anyone, if they put in so much time into their job, and it's just the feeling of the reward that you get when you do it successfully, it's amazing. So.
Hey Dax, how nerve-wracking is it? You're housemates with arguably the most important player on the team. When you come to these COVID tests and all that, how, I mean, just how
How nerve-wracking is that, and how anxiety-ridden are you guys?
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking for sure. I think as we've gotten into this, I don't know, routine of testing, it's I don't think we get as nervous every time now, but it's still in the back of our heads. Like, we could be held out. Just, you never want to get a call from the medical staff. But I think we're all just so focused on what we're doing in practice and stuff. So it's not that big of a deal anymore.
Real quick, I wanted to ask you about Miles Davis. Some other guys are playing running back. How hard would that transition be? It seems like a total different body type going from wide receiver to running back.
Yeah. I was curious myself to see how he'd do. I hadn't really got a good chance to watch him during practice and how well he moved at the running back position, but I was impressed with what I saw at the game in the later half. And I'm sure it's hard for him to put in all that work in fall camp with the receivers and then be switched like that. But he seems like he's been having a great attitude about it, and I'm excited for his future wherever it goes.
All right, last question, Jared.
Dax, you're a month into the season. It may not seem that way because it's just been two games and there's been a lot of upheaval with COVID and the cancellation, like you mentioned, and all those things. But what do you feel like you've learned about this team in the first month of 2020?
Yeah, so far I think I've learned that we're all pretty mentally tough overall. Being able to handle what's going on outside of our facility and just all the distractions, I think it says a lot about our team as far as mental toughness and being able to just still focus up and perform when we need to. So I'd say that.